It's Friday, January 28th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On January 26th, six gunmen suspected to be Al-Shabaab Muslim terrorists ambushed a convoy of vehicles near Kenya's Somali border and began shooting, reports International Christian Concern. Six people were injured in the attack, and three were able to escape. According to one of the survivors, the six fully armed terrorists emerged from the right side of the road, pointing guns at the approaching vehicles. He recalled, quote, "It was 5 p.m., an hour before the dusk to dawn curfew imposed this month in Lamu. I saw a group of six men appearing from the roadside bushes. They started firing at our truck, but we managed to stop before getting too close to them, and we escaped through the passenger's door and entered the forest on the left side of the road. I was with my co-driver. We abandoned the truck on the road." End quote. This is the seventh Muslim terrorist attack in Lamu, Kenya, since the new year. Last summer, the Biden administration started releasing thousands of illegal migrants throughout America in the dead of night. Now, newly uncovered video on Fox News shows federal contractors discussing the secret flights, warning that the whole operation needs to be kept under wraps. They explicitly said they do not want to alert the media. Listen.
You don't want to be somewhere where the spotlight is.
Yeah.
You want to try to keep it down low as possible. A lot of this is just...
No, I get it. I just, like I said...
stuff that we don't tell people. Because what we don't want to do is attract attention. We don't want the media.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know where we're going when they tell us.
Because the background noise of the airplane engines made it slightly difficult to hear, this is what was said. The contractor said, quote, "You don't want to be somewhere where the spotlight is there. You want to try and be as down low as possible. A lot of this is just down low stuff that we don't tell people because what we don't want to do is attract attention. We don't want the media. Like, we don't even know where we're going when they tell us." End quote. Those same contractors are not mincing words about who is to blame for those secret flights. The contractor who was smuggling these illegal immigrants from the southern border up into New York said, quote, "I get the secrecy and all that. You know what I mean?" End quote. The undercover reporter said, quote, "Yeah, and why? You know why?" End quote. The contractor said, quote, "You know why. Look who is in office. That's why. Come on." End quote. The reporter asked, quote, "Why? What's the big secret? Everybody knows what's happening." End quote. And the contractor said, quote, "You know why? Because if this gets out, the government is betraying the American people." End quote. Jesse Waters, one of the hosts of The Five on Fox News Channel, said this.
So he's now taking unvaxxed, unvetted people. He's flying them to New York, where now they can vote. In local elections, they can go to college on my dime. They can work cash, drive down wages, and then they can hold up a liquor store with a gun, and then they'll only be charged with a misdemeanor, and then they can't be deported because it's a sanctuary situation. That's where we are right now. Yep. And the media will not report that. If you had said this is happening 10 years ago, no one would have ever believed it, but that's where we are. We have a Hyde Amendment, which says taxpayer money can't go to fund abortions. Why don't we have an amendment so taxpayer money can't fund human smuggling? Because this is a Democrat human smuggling operation. I don't see any other way to look at it. Is there an alliance between Joe Biden and the cartels? Well, they asked the same question about Trump and Russia, and there was no evidence. Well, now there's a lot of evidence that they're working together.
This is foreign interference.
To smuggle people into the country. For what? Why would they do that?
If it's for voting, then it's foreign interference in our elections.
In our elections, in Greg, this is an attack on democracy.
Exactly.
YouTube confirmed to multiple news outlets on Wednesday that it had permanently suspended conservative media personality Dan Bongino from the platform, claiming he tried to evade a previous suspension, reports TheBlaze.com. The Google-owned video sharing platform alleged that Bongino uploaded a video to his primary channel while his secondary channel, which uploads clips from his radio show, was under suspension for sharing a claim that masks are useless in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. The claim reportedly violated YouTube's COVID-19 misinformation policy, despite the U.S. Centers for Disease Control recently updating its own guidance on the efficacy or lack thereof of cloth masks. The act of uploading a separate video on an associated account reportedly violated the platform's terms of service. Peter Robbins, the Carlsbad, California native voice actor who brought Charlie Brown to life in the Peanuts cartoons from the 1960s, took his own life last week, reports Fox 5. He was 65. Listen to how he sounded as he voiced the character of Charlie Brown.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree.
In an interview in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on November 19, 2019, Robbins talked about his lifelong battle with mental illness.
4 months ago, I was in a state mental hospital for the criminally insane. I have bipolar disorder. I've been in prison. Bipolar disorder, not treated, can be very destructive, and I made some emotional outbursts that I deeply regret, criminal threats. That's all in the rearview mirror now. I finally got the right medication. The parole board has seen it to let me start my life over again. I've got so many fans from Charlie Brown giving me encouragement while I was in prison that have supported me through my hardship.
If you struggle with depression, consider the truth found in Isaiah 41, verse 10. God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And if you need a Christian counselor to help you talk through your frustrations and issues, reach out to the American Association of Christian Counselors through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Just type in your zip code to find one near you. And finally, an Oregon appeals court told a state agency Wednesday to reconsider its order for a Christian couple to pay $135,000 in damages for refusing to bake a cake for a faux homosexual wedding in 2013, on grounds that the state's actions, quote, did not reflect neutrality toward religion, end quote, reports the Christian Post. However, the panel upheld its earlier ruling that their bakery violated state law prohibiting discrimination based on so-called sexual orientation. Aaron and Melissa Klein, who owned Sweet Cakes by Melissa in Gresham, have engaged in years of litigation over an Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries order punishing them for refusing to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. The panel reversed the order requiring the couple to pay $135,000 in damages. Romans 1 verses 24 and 26 says, "Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, January 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.